Catherine Archuleta convinced Senate lawmakers that she's qualified to be the next director of the Office of Personnel Management. But Senator Tom Coburn says her qualifications are not the reason he's not letting her nomination go through. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us with details on why OPM might have to wait just a bit longer for a new director. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so why is Senator Coburn, a Republican from Oklahoma, holding up Archuleta's nomination?
Well, it's all about the Affordable Care Act and how OPM is implementing a specific section of that act that affects lawmakers and their staffs. Coburn offered this explanation yesterday at the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs markup and vote.
Ms. Archuleta, I plan on opposing and holding her nomination till OPM gives us the decision on our employees' health insurance. That decision has been decided. It's gone to OMB and back. There's no reason we should vote on this position until we know what the administration's position is for our employees' health insurance starting October 1st. And so I plan on holding that nomination till we get an answer, so that we can either legislate or do something for the very valuable staff that we have and the stupidity with which we have in the present law a gutting of our own staff because somebody was trying to make a political point.
Now, the issue is a provision in the Affordable Care Act that will move lawmakers and their staffs to health care exchanges and away from the Federal Employee Health Benefits Program. Now, what's unclear about this also is it lawmakers and their staffs? Is it lawmakers and their staffs and their committee staffs? There's a lot of unanswered questions. And Senator Coburn's basically saying, listen, we're not happy with this provision, and we need to see what's happening here so we can understand it. And until OPM gets these regulations out, nothing's going to go forward from that perspective. Now, I asked for further information from Coburn, and one of his aides tells me that OPM has not met their own deadlines to release the regulations regarding implementation of the Affordable Care Act for those employed at the legislative branch. Now, I asked for even more details, saying, okay, well, when was the deadline? Give me more. And unfortunately, I did not hear back from the lawmaker staff.
So what does OPM or the White House say about the status of those final rules?
Yeah, your guess is as good as mine because they're not answering emails either. A couple emails to OPM and one to the White House were not returned. So we're still, everyone's in that waiting game. And in fact, that's one of the questions I asked Senator Coburn's staff. Well, what has the senator heard from OPM or OMB regarding the status of this rule? Now, at Archuleta's nomination hearing about 2 weeks ago, Coburn and other Republicans brought up this issue and asked if she knew the status of this role. Listen to this exchange between Coburn and Archuleta at that nomination hearing on this topic.
As you know, when the Affordable Care Act was passed, in less than 6 months, members of Congress and their staff may only enroll in health plans created under the Affordable Care Act or offered through an exchange. FEHPB was not created in ACA. It looks like members of Congress and some of the congressional staff are going to lose their FEHPB benefits at the end of the year. It doesn't apply to me. I'm Medicare eligible, so it has not. I'm not asking for this personally. Is that your understanding of the law?
Yes, sir.
Also, under the law, employees enrolled in the exchange cannot receive a subsidy for coverage from their employer. Therefore, is it also your understanding that congressional staff will be ineligible to receive their current employer contribution?
I'm not familiar with, and I have not been briefed on this because of my role as a private citizen. I'm looking forward to being briefed on this if I'm confirmed.
All right. There's a difference of interpretation among some as to whether or not the statute requires members of Congress and all congressional staff or only personal office staff to enroll in the exchanges. Do you have any opinion about that?
No, sir. I look forward to, if I'm confirmed, being briefed on this issue.
Okay. Open enrollment begins in less than 80 days, yet OPM has not issued regulations implementing this provision of the law. Has anybody during your briefs at OPM told you where those regulations are?
No, sir. They haven't.
Do you think it's a reasonable requirement that members of Congress might want to see that ruling before they vote on your nomination?
Yes, sir. I've been asked this question many times, sir. And
so
I
think
it, the importance
you've
of it.
Sent the message.
And you sent me the message, and I appreciate
okay.
it, sir.
So as you heard, that even the incoming OPM director is being kept in the dark about the status of the rule. So there's a lot of questions, a lot of unknowns, and obviously Senator Coburn and others on the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee are not happy.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So despite the hold by the senator, Archuleta did clear committee, isn't that right?
She did, by a vote of actually 7-4, but all the Republicans voted against her and all the Democrats voting for her. And interestingly enough, she was not a shoo-in from the beginning. I mean, many of the nominees that you come through that committee are, it's a very polite, it's a very friendly, for lack of a better word, committee to a lot of the Obama administration's nominees. But Senator John Tester is the chairman of the Homeland Security Governmental Affairs Subcommittee on Efficiency, Effectiveness of Federal Programs, and of the Federal Workforce.
The Office of Personnel Management is not an easy job. It is largely a thankless task. And as I've had the opportunity to talk with Catherine, I've been impressed with her competence and her drive. And the fact that she wants to take the position to serve her country speaks volumes. I believe OPM and the whole federal workforce will benefit from Ms. Archuleta's years of experience in senior leadership positions. And I look forward to getting her on the job. I will tell you this as a sidebar. When she first came into my office and interviewed with me, I was not impressed. But I can tell you in my conversation since and during the hearing, I was very impressed. I think that in this position, and this is a very important position, as we all know, I think she'll do a fine job. And I understand what Senator Coburn wants, and is hopefully he will get the information very soon and we can move forward with her nomination and confirmation.
Now, Senator Tom Carper also echoed Tester's take on Archuleta, where first he said, you know, I wasn't that impressed with her, but as we got to know her a little better and as she warmed up to the role, she actually did impress lawmakers.
For some people, this is a close call, and my inclination is very much to give her the benefit of the break. Benefit of the doubt, we have the opportunity to get some more information that Tom is interested in getting, and before we go to the floor, but I certainly hope that we can report her name out to today.
Sounds like they were busy, but you said, Jason, the committee also approved one other nomination and several bills. What else went on up there?
Right. It was actually the Archuleta discussion was probably the most lasted the longest of everything else. There were other bills, and as well as the nomination of John Thompson to be Senate director. Now, Census director, I'm sorry. Now, they went through without debate. There were very, very few concerns from the Senate members. And, in fact, once confirmed, Thompson will replace Robert Groves, who left last September. Senator Tom Carper says Thompson is a very good candidate, recommended by Mr. Groves, and that which held a lot of weight. Now, as for the other bills, generally speaking, they approved six overall. We have a full list on federalnewsradio.com, but let me just highlight a few. There's the Improper Payments Agency Cooperation Enhancement Act. Now, this would provide agencies and inspector generals with the tools needed to improve coordination of anti-waste and fraud efforts and curb millions of dollars to improper payments to deceased individuals. It would also, for the first time, give all agencies access to the Death Master File database that's maintained by the Social Security Administration. Initially, only certain agencies could have access to it. This will open it up for everyone.
So there's no privacy issues for people that have gone beyond, let's say.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, there probably are some, but what the issue is, when, you know, for instance, and let's pick on HHS, for instance, if they are sending out certain payments, they can't look at the master death file to see if somebody has died. Now, maybe HHS may have access, but there are other agencies who do not. So now what this bill will do is give everybody access to that file because of there are certain rules in the law that didn't allow it.
And also,
The Federal Real Property Assessment Management Reform Act also would let agencies dispose of federal real property more quickly. That actually would establish a framework for federal agencies to better manage existing space in what they call a more cost-effective manner. Finally, the Security Clearance Reform Act would increase oversight of how government conducts background investigations and awards security clearances, and would let OPM actually use money in its revolving fund to pay for oversight, or more oversight, of the security clearance process. Now, this obviously comes back from the Edward Snowden NSA leak debacle, and this is where this bill kind of generated from. The Government Accountability Office Improvement Act would both clarify and strengthen GAO's legal authority to obtain records from federal agencies, administer oaths during investigations, and gain access to certain types of information that had been previously withheld. Again, very similar to the master death file issue with improper payments, GAO, there were certain limits within the law that GAO could not see or could get authority to see records or something to that effect. So they're trying to basically clean up some things.
Okay, so these bills now move to the floor, correct, Jason?
They do. They go through the committee, they'll head to the floor, and we'll see what happens. I mean, there's a lot of, I think, support, but it all depends on the House. There's also House support on the OPM revolving fund issue, meaning letting OPM use money to investigate the revolving fund and security clearances.
All right, Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. As always, thanks for that complete report.
Thank you.
And